I wanted to talk about something close to my heart, body hair. Yeah. Part of my weekend adventure included a trip out with my friend who wanted to meet a friend of his who he went to college with and hadn't seen for a while, and he was out with his sister, who I ended up working with McDonald's back in high school with. So weird coincidence there. And then she had like four of her quite attractive friends out with her, so that was a nice surprise there. And
no,
but I did. I somehow we ended up talking about body hair. You ever been out in, at a bar and just start talking about body hair with the? It's like me talking to like these four girls. So, what are your thoughts on body hair? You know, like.
And then you hold a microphone right in their face.
I'll play Rosie. You play Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Go ahead.
How'd that go for you?
Went fantastic. It was one of the better conversations I've had in a while.
Okay.
We talked about waxing, like whether I was like, I've contemplated. Like, I don't have a full, you know, sweater vest working or anything like that, but. I do get a little self-conscious about some, you know, unwanted growth on my back. You know, I don't like that there. And I was like, well, do you think guys should go and have it, you know, torn out by the root? And they said, yes, absolutely. Yes. I don't know if it's just because women feel the need to inflict pain on men in such ways as telling them that they should go get their back waxed because of all the stuff that they have to do, you know.
I think that might be part of it.
You think so? Just a little revenge type of thing? I don't know. Something tells me, you know, like, as a guy, you really, you know, you don't want to see any hair on a woman, so I don't know how they even put up with any on a guy. Know what I mean? Make any sense?
I'm not a woman, so...
You're not? Whoops.
Surprise!
539-9750 or 238-0975. No. What do you think?
Yeah, as far as bodily hair, on a woman anyway, I think anything pretty much from the neck down is fairly unattractive. Because there's nothing worse than when you're finally getting on some real hot girl you've been after for a while and you discover you're going to make love to a woolly mammoth or something. It ain't right.
Yeah, I don't know. Women are so good at maintaining that you wonder, like, do most women not have very much body hair or do they? It's confusing. I mean, obviously, everyone knows that women shave their legs and everything, but what about chest hair and, like, the stomach, the little happy trail thing? Have you seen that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And a little well-groomed stuff isn't so bad, but I had this girl in high school that I'd had a crush on for so long and finally got the chance to be with, and then it's just utter disappointment.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
We won't have you get too specific because we got to keep things legal. But
yeah,
we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
See you later, bro. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Do you have issues with body hair?
Yeah.
Probably.
Bears aren't attractive.
Bears are unattractive.
Yeah, bears are not attractive.
Okay, so the full sweater look is no good.
No.
Was there like a threshold, like if a guy just has like a couple stray hairs or something working versus a whole, you know, doormat?
No, you can take care of all hair. You can get tweezers, razors, Nair.
Interesting. All right. You don't think that takes away from the manliness?
Hair's just gross.
Hair's not so much manly, but just gross.
Yeah.
Do you want like a svelte chest too, or?
No.
No, okay. All right, just making sure. I'm glad I clarified.